sports betting brother, and hey, bring it up, and thanks for stopping by here at sportsbetuniversity.com as we bring you more information on Odds Jam and talk to you about how to use Odds Jam to make you a sharp better, make you a sharp sports better, which is what we do at sportsbetuniversity.com, is help beginner and struggling sports bettors understand the market, understand the market analytics tools. We provide a roadmap or a blueprint in our courses and our classes so that you can become a sharp. And a sharp is someone who always gets the best price on the best games, highest profitability. And using oddsjam.com is huge, guys. Using oddsjam is going to kind of point you in the right direction. So we're going to get into technical analysis and market driven type information. It's a very critical and a big piece of what we do and what we use. And also just talk about fundamental analysis. So two different types, two different parts, and we're going to get into that next. All right, guys, so here we go. Let's get into the technical analysis part first, and let's start off with a quick and easy definition of what technical analysis is. It's a trading discipline employed to evaluate investments and identify trading opportunities in price trends and patterns seen on charts. So what that means is you basically don't have to know a shortstop from a left fielder, and if you can analyze and understand the market price and market supply and demand, the charts, the trends, things like that, which is what we're a big believer in, which is where Odds Jam comes in. Odds Jam provides information on the markets that helps us identify where the opportunities are. I want to remind you, you can get a free trial at Odds Jam too. So after the podcast, make sure you get over to oddsjam.com, get yourself a free trial, let them know that sportsbetuniversity.com sent you. But basically, it's the ability to use the data, and it's all data point driven, and it's going to be a lot different than the fundamental analysis, which we'll get into next. Okay, so after technical analysis, we got a little fundamental analysis, and fundamental analysis is a method of measuring a securities, in this case maybe a team, whether it's a college football team, college basketball team, NFL team, NBA team, whatever the security, its value by examining related economic and financial factors. So basically, they're evaluating the team based on momentum, based on injuries, based on coaching, based on what they've done just recently relative to other teams, strength of schedule, weather, travel, all the factors that could come into play and make an impact on that team. So it's a fundamental study of anything that can affect the team's value or how they're going to perform, whether it's a macroeconomic or a microeconomic factor, checking the effectiveness of that team. So again, whether it's management, whether anything and everything that doesn't have a data point that's going up and down like a chart. And so fundamental analysis is understanding the trajectory and the intrinsic value. And so when you can identify a team early that has a lot of great intrinsic value, you're going to get a lot of market value in that team. So, you know, there's every year and in the upcoming podcast and upcoming YouTube video, I have, I'm going to show you where you can find minimum of 70 to 75% ATS teams covering the spread and talk about that and that strategy itself. But basically, you can identify fundamentally teams that are over expectations or under expectations. You're going to find value in either direction. So that's what that is talking about and how we're going to incorporate it to make a good betting plan and using the tools and the resources, the roadmap to have a profitable betting week. So one thing I really, really want to drive home is the fact that everything is baked into the price. You know, when you see a line on a game and say the spread's -3, the total's 48, believe me, they have thought of every injury, every weather, every matchup, anything and everything. And so if you believe you have an Excel model that's going to outmaneuver and outfox the odds makers and the pinnacle line makers, good job. You're smarter than the average bear, and you can probably go off on your own. But I need to reiterate and make sure that, you know, people understand that when they come up with their decisions and their choices, there's the utmost high chance that everything has been thought of and baked into that price. So again, sometimes when you see a line that's a little fishy or a little weird, it's probably there for a reason. So just understand and know that everything is there, and it's all baked in. How can you use this? What should you do? Well, I'd recommend use both, both technical analysis and both fundamental analysis. And we have tools and resources for the technical side, with certainly Odds Jam is one of them. Use that market analysis, because I can guarantee you that's probably where I would lean 70 to 80% of the wagers that we use only incorporating the fundamental analysis to make sure we understand the asset and kind of the trajectory that asset that we're betting on or betting against is going in, what direction they're going in. So imperative that you understand that 70-80% of this is market driven, if not more, probably closer to 85% or 90% as far as where I put all my eggs, as far as analyzing or handicapping a team. I could look at the market analytics and pick a side and go from there. But having both is something you should use and should do, because you definitely want to be aware of the context of those assets, whether they're positive, negative, and having some fundamental analysis to sort of put yourself in a good position. So that's what we would do. That's what OddsJam does, guys. OddsJam provides basically the truth. We're using Pinnacle as a basis and a foundation. And basically my concept in this is, or my analogy in this is, if it goes at minus 150 and you can get that same team or that same wager and say minus 110, that's how it's making you a sharp better. That's what it's doing. It's exposing the opportunities with the various sports books and the prices, so you get the best price, the best timing of all this. And that's what it's doing. It's helping you easily, quickly, be in that spot. So that's why OddsJam is so important, is because it's using the market analytics and it's helping you be in position before the average person gets there. And I would, keep sort of a running tab or sort of a journal of the day's, opportunities that OddsJam provides. And you sort of keep track of this, whether it's a dog or a favorite. Sometimes if it's a dog, I'll wait till the end of the week. I'll wait till that line grows from 6.5 up to 7, 7.5 and get some extra value out of that if I'm pretty confident that's the side I'm going to be on. Typically, if it's a favorite, say -2, 2.5, I usually want to jump on that right away as early as possible, because I have a good idea that the market's going to drive that price with the volume up to say 3, 3.5 and who knows where. So those are some concepts and some timings that we use the analytics to help us with our betting plan throughout the week, whether it's early, middle, or late. And something I think is very imperative so that you can become a sharp better. All right, guys, and the last tip I'm going to incorporate and put into this is, when you're doing your analytics, when you're doing your capping and you're using OddsJam, you're seeing the market information, you want to ask yourself why. Why is that line moving? What's causing that line to move? Is it the sharp action? Is it the heavy bettors that are, seem to be onto something? Ask yourself, what type of market is this? Is it really liquid and really like an NFL side, or is it a player prop, in a college game that most people haven't heard about? So my analogy, again, I've used a lot of analogies, but you can imagine the NFL is sort of a big cruise ship, just a massive, massive cruise ship. And it's going to take a lot of energy to turn that thing completely around, right? So it's going to take a lot of money, a lot of line movement, a lot of point differentials to move that around. Whereas, your player props, those are little small dinghies, those little small rafts. You can turn those things around quickly. So you can ask yourself, with the line movement, what type of market is this? Is this a very, very liquid, big, massive market, or is this a far less liquid market, or far less smaller market that could be affected with pretty minimal effort? So ask yourself that as far as the line movement, and then make sure you're keeping track of those key numbers, especially in the NFL, 3, 4, 6, 7, things like that. Very, very imperative, very, very tough, because in that market, in the NFL, anybody can beat anybody on any given Sunday, whereas, college is a little bit different for the most part. I mean, obviously, you're going to have some upsets here and there, but definitely want to keep yourself aware of the critical numbers and the key numbers as the pricing changes throughout the week and the pricing adjusts, because you can lose value or gain value by being in position with that. So those are some extra tips in conjunction with using OddsJam, the technical analysis, and also the last thing too is just the fundamental. Ask yourself on the fundamental side, does this even matter? Is this information or this statistic even relevant or matter? If it's from 15 years ago, who gives a shit? They talk about, in the last 23 years, this team's, who cares? These teams turn over 30% in their rosters in the NFL every year. The college kids turn over massive amounts every year. It's a whole new ball game each year, each season. So you're always going to have the overperformers and the underperformers. And we'll talk about that in the upcoming videos and podcasts. So, all right, guys, appreciate you stopping by. We'll be back tomorrow.